for MODOC. We do these inspections every 2 years as required by federal law. So I'll go through this, and then we'll have some discussion on some of the, at the end of this, some recommendations. Basically, this includes the inspection reports for 56 bridges in Taney County, and there's two bridges in that group also in the city of Hollister. City of Branson bridges I've taken out. I'm going to meet with them so that because they have some unique issues that I wanted to discuss with them.
Okay.
So we've taken those out. The inspections were completed between February 15 and 27 of this year with the help of several of your staff in Road and Bridge. So again, I'll go through the format, the report as it set up. Structures being removed from inventory, you don't have any at this point in time, you're not changing that. There's no structures physically closed. We do have five structures that were added since the last inspection 2 years ago, and I think you're familiar with all of these except perhaps one. We have the first bridge, 013-0021, is Goodnight Hollow over the tributary to Bull Creek. It's part of that larger Bull Creek project up there around Mountain and Goodnight Hollow. This is a double box culvert constructed by county forces. Old Cheese Plant Road over Little Beaver Creek. I think that's Little Beaver Creek.
Yeah.
0610002, that was the bridge built by county forces. Then the next one is 0610003, and that structure was built, I'm not sure when. It wasn't detected until I did inspection 2 years ago. And at the time, I wasn't in a position to do all of the measuring, and since that time, it's been added to inventory. Laura Campbell came down, I believe, and did all of got all the information to add it to inventory. It was an old box culvert, single box culvert, that it is on a very sharp skew with the roadway, which causes it by definition to be meet the criteria for a bridge. So it was added to inventory.
Can I interrupt you there? Devin, educate, where is that?
Which one?
The single span cast and the box culvert there at Old Cheese Plant.
Well, it used to be up on, that one there. If you go across the new bridge and get back on the, where we quit raising the road, there's a structure there that over the years they had missed that qualified for inventory. So
it's, yeah.
They've caught it,
yeah,
and
I
measured it and put it on our inventory.
I just didn't realize that it would be considered.
You, like many others, didn't realize it. Don't feel like you're out there by yourself. Believe me, sometimes it happens. I go the wrong way sometimes and find things that I shouldn't.
Okay. Thank you.
So the other structure is 064-0018 Dalton Road over Brown Branch. Again, a structure built by county forces. And then you have 191-0022, which is Round Mountain over Bull Creek. That was the BRO project that was just completed. Then we have three bridges here with underwater inspections that were not performed during this inspection cycle. First, let me get a little background on underwater inspections. Underwater inspections are performed on every bridge during a normal general inspection, except for those instances where we can't access due to deep water. Okay, they're required to be performed on a 60-month, no more than 60-month cycle length. So every 5 years they have to be performed. We try to do it every two. So you've got three bridges here that basically the water's too deep. MODOT dive team came in last year. On the Sam Day Road, the first bridge, the last underwater inspection was performed in 2019. So we will be trying to get that added to the dive team's inspection program, their plan, because there's two vents that are just in water. It's too deep for us to get out to under. I mean, nobody really wants to wade in 5.5 foot deep water in February. Right. I'm going to tell you, they just don't. So they go out in the middle of summer. Then you've got Slough Hollow. That thing's been underwater. I don't anticipate ever being able to see it again from the standpoint of being. I used to be able to walk through it. I do recall walking through that structure.
Wow.
Not lately. So. Then we've got. And this one here, I'm not sure. Shadow Rock Park, that bridge there that's adjacent to the over Swan Creek, the one that's, is it Corps of Engineers? Is it county? I don't know where we stand on it.
Right now it's Corps of Engineers.
It's showing up on your inventory. I've listed it, again, just out of basic, it's showing up right now.
It was the bridge that's the way people got into Forsyth before they put the dam in, and they built the bridge above.
Right, and I've gone through this with the Corps a number of years ago. I just didn't know. I was a bridge engineer that started this pod a long time ago with the Corps and dug up all of the deeds for that. And so, this is, they said it wasn't theirs. And I said, well, it really is. It's on your property. And then I understand it's become part of the county/Corps of Engineer discussion. And I had not been part of that as a retired MoDOT employee that comes back and helps part-time. I've not been part of that. So it's listed in here. You have a copy of the report in your binder there. My purpose here is not to drag this in as part of this. I'm not the deciding person on this. I'm not a decision maker here on this. I'm kind of the guy that's doing the inspections.
I'll just share on that. When you get ready to replace the above bridge, which is on sometime, then that will be the only way that people will have to get into Forsyth from the east side.
Forsyth, mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand.
I don't know if that's 100% factual. It depends on what MoDOT decides to do if they ever have to do something with that bridge. Right. They've worked around other ways. So.
You can go around through Branson.
Well, okay. We can have this discussion at a different time. It's, I wouldn't say on the record it's the only way, I guess what I'm saying.
Well, it's the shortest. It's the most direct, possibly.
Yeah. Because MoDOT may shut down one lane. There's other.
Yeah. They may. I'm not sure what they're going to do on Swan.
Exactly.
Okay. Bridges requiring comprehensive critical inspections. The Taney County has none. Which is good. You've got all of your inspection reports, so that item 6 is none. There's no reports remaining. Bridges with superstructure or substructure condition rating of 3. And for your information, I'll kind of give you a little history or a little background. On bridge inspection rating, bridge ratings, they go from 9 brand new to 0. I've never seen a 0. 3 is about the lowest we'll rate them, and they'll stay open. That's a poor condition. So basically 9 to 3 is the range we work in. Once they hit a 2, we recommend closure. Okay? So so some of these have 3 ratings. This first bridge, McGee Keys Road over Cane Creek, there's some issues with that, and I'll go into that a little later. Several of these bridges are on here for a reason. The next, Buena Vista over that tributary of Roark, those are both on that. They've been lowered to a 3 rating, or they have a 3 rating. And I'll go into it as we go on, and you'll see why. They're part of a larger group. Bridges with underclearances, the only one that you've got that has an underclearance that's measured is Top of the Rock Road and over a State Drive. I may have that backwards, a State Drive over at the Top of the Rock Road. I'm not sure which way that works down there. we kind of had conflicting. That little grade separation down there. So I went down and measured it. It's 14 feet 9 inches. I was measured on 411. That's the minimum clearance. All your bridges that required posting were posted correctly. Thank you very much. That's nice to have that done. At this point, bridges requiring re-rating by bridge division, by our bridge division, there are none. You have no bridges over abandoned railroads. Bridges recommended for the BEAT program, which is the Bridge Engineering Assistance Program. It's essentially a free engineering assistance program that is offered. The only one I've got in there is the Sam Day Road over Beaver Creek. You have a column that it appears that at some point in time there was a fire adjacent to one of that, or adjacent to a column, you've got some pretty significant spalls. You'll see some pictures in there in the back that there were some pretty significant spalls on that structure. I'm trying to think where those pictures are. I put them in here because it's one of the items I'll discuss later. But you could probably utilize the BEAT program for repair recommendations on that column. It needs to be encased. The reinforcing is exposed, and as such, it's subject to corrosion, and that's not really what you want to do there. Bridges on are added to the non-state scour action plan, and again, you see McGee Keys and Buena Vista are on there, and I have included in your report copies of the scour action plan for each of those, I'll go into more detail here shortly on those two. At this point during the inspection, I have no requests or concerns conveyed to me from the county as far as anything outstanding. So I'll move on to item 15, recommended for repair or replacement. Okay, the first item there, you'll see a little spreadsheet of about nine structures. Eight structures. These are all built in the late 80s and 90s. These were slab span structures, solid slab over solid walls, concrete footings, poured directly on bedrock, because bedrock in Taney County is pretty easy to find, pretty shallow. You know, it looks great. It looks great. Unfortunately, it's not that great. These structures all suffer from a similar problem in that the bedrock is thin-bedded, it's thin layers, deteriorates, and since the time these were built, that bedrock has deteriorated. And if you go back here, the first set of pictures, I threw some representative pictures. Some of these are hard to get good pictures of because the water might be up and you really can't see. But you see some examples of bedrock that has deteriorated. And if you look through the first two, three pages, you'll see evidence of footings that are undermined, and that's creating your issue. They were built well. The decks are typically in good shape. If you look at the ratings on these bridges on this list, you've got a deck, superstructure, substructure, and then you've got bank and channel and scour ratings. And if you look down the first five structures on that list, all of the structures on that list have a fair to good deck rating and superstructure rating. They were built well, but when you start looking at the substructure and the banker and channel and the scour rating, you start seeing where those numbers are dropping. Then you get down here to these bottom two where you have